the man of the moment here with the Philadelphia Eagles. To my left, we welcome Fletcher Cox into the studio. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Congratulations on the new deal. Fletcher, glad to have you around for so long. What's the feeling?
Man, it's a great feeling. Like, you know, I've been happy, like, really since on Monday. Just smiling, really no sleep, just so excited. You know, everybody's happy, my family, and just the whole community back home is happy for me.
It's really been a remarkable journey. I mean, you're a very humble guy. You come from the small city of Yazoo City, Mississippi. You become a first-round draft pick all the way through this 2015 season. You're an all-pro player. You're Ed Block Courage Award winner. Tough times on the field, wins and losses. Put it all in perspective here.
Well, I mean, like I said, tough times don't last as long as tough people do. And we just soak everything in. You know, last year was really a hard year for me, you know, in just with everything going on early in the year. From January until the season, between the, you know, the wins and losses, and just dealing with a lot of family stuff. But you know, I just look at it, just live life, you know, one day at a time, and just enjoy every moment you get because you never know.
Fletcher, what were the negotiations like for you? How involved did you get?
I try not to get too involved with it. You know, I let, you know, the organization and Todd, my agent, I let them kind of deal with it. That way, it didn't stress me out too much. But kind of the little parts that I was kind of listening in on it, and you know, going over stuff with Todd and those guys. If you really, really get into it, it'll really bug you. So I try to kind of stay away from it.
I would think that it'd be kind of cool. I mean, you're talking about a lot of money here, and you can really kind of educate yourself on how it all works.
Well, yeah, I mean, they all educate me on what's going on, kind of break it down in so many ways to make me understand it. Where, you know, they've been doing it for a while, so they try to make me understand it, and I'm like, oh yeah, I get it. You know, at the end of the day, I'm happy it got done at the right time. I'm excited to get the training camp, man, and get back to work.
It gets announced on Monday, and immediately the headlines are most guaranteed money in the NFL for a non-quarterback. How does that make you feel?
I mean, it's really, you know, an honor, man. Just how hard that both sides work to get this deal done. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we work really hard. It's been a long process, and they just told me just be patient and it'll happen. And Monday it happened, and man, it's really, really excited about it.
Fletch, can money change people? Will it change Fletcher Cox?
No, money don't change me. It'll change people around you, though, honestly. And, you know, I've heard that, and of course everybody heard that. It changed the people around you. But, you know, I can continue to be me, just the same country guy from Yazoo City that likes to, you know, race my, you know, had a race team around and, you know, go mud riding and stuff and hunting. And I really enjoy that.
Are you smart with your money to date? Have you been smart with your investments and the way you're looking to the future?
Yeah, I just always be smart with it. You know, I got a great, have a really, really great financial advisor. And he looks over everything and makes sure that I'm protected.
Let's talk about football here. What kind of shape are you in? How excited are you to be in this defense? And, I mean, we want to know how good you're going to be with Jim Schwartz as the defensive coordinator here.
Well, I think I'm in shape. I came back last week, and I did a little stuff, and I felt really, really good. But at the same time, it was a coach's decision to kind of pull me back, to ease me back in things, and I agreed 100% with that. But it was a smart move with them.
How do you feel about the scheme?
I love it, man. I love it. I'm ready to just get the training camp and really, you know, get the pads on and really get back to what I was doing when the Eagles drafted me.
You get reunited with Chris Wilson, who was your defensive line coach in college. What makes him the right fit here?
Well, he's, you know, all the guys see that he loves his players. And, you know, when they hired him here, I told him, I said, he's going to love you. He's going to coach you really, really hard because he expects nothing but the best from his group of guys. And he's going to stand behind you 100% on, you know, everything that we do. And if you mess up, you mess up. You know, he's going to let you know. And that's the thing that those guys love.
Yeah, I think the number is 10. 10 players that the Eagles have signed to new contracts in that locker room from last year. What kind of vibe has been created in the locker room?
Well, it just lets you know that they're building and re-signing the players that they drafted or the players that's already here, and just continue to grow for that and just the organization build around them. And I think that's a really, really good thing.
Feeling good about the defense? Were you here long enough to kind of get a feel for what this defense could be?
Yeah, I got a feel for it. You know, I got in the playbook a little bit and was going over things, kind of taking mental reps in practice, and it helped me a lot. So it helped me understand what to expect in training camp.
So we've got like 6 weeks between now and training camp. What do you got planned?
Nothing really planned, man. Just doing a little racing and hanging out, and then I'll be back here in a couple weeks.
A big night out for Fletcher Cox after signing this big deal. is...
I head to the racetrack to go test one of my cars.
Yes. Very nice. Fletcher Cox. Yep. Congratulations. Great job.
Thank you.
Philadelphia Eagle for a long time. One of the great Philadelphia. How does that make you feel? Howie said you're going to be one of the great, and you already have been great, but one of the very, very best players in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, I mean, I just want to continue to grow and just reach my peak and just continue to learn, really.
You're not there yet, are you?
No, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet.
Cool. Great. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. Fletcher Cox in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.